This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Who? Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we are delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark. You know what? I've been gone about a week. I got to be retrained. I'm looking at the sliders, the knobs, the dials, the screens. I got to get reprogrammed. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan is with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Thanks, last week.
What was I missed that. You were just being faded up.
There sure were a lot of Mondays last week.
Well, there were five of them, weren't there? Hey, John, thank you. Thank you so much for being there in the captain's seat. I needed your help. There are many things that I needed to attend to, appointments, and of course there's the hay, and absolutely could not have gotten it done without you. So you're a lifesaver, literally. And so how was it? What was it like?
Well, it's like I said, doing live radio is about as exciting as jumping out of an airplane without a parachute.
Yeah, I've mentioned that to my son. It's like sometimes he'll say, all you do is talk. What was it, you know? I said, well, have you had a final exam? Huh? You know what that's like, right? Huh? It's like that. 5 days a week. It is. I mean, there's preparation. There's lots of things that can go wrong. You know, we can get dropped off the air by, you know, the digital signal going down. We can have our instructors not show up. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And by the way, you've experienced almost everything that could go wrong. I'm trying to think of what you haven't experienced. I think maybe you have experienced everything that could go wrong. Except, you know what? There's one thing that you and I have not experienced yet. We haven't been fired on the air. Other than that, I think we've experienced just about everything that could possibly happen on the air, from the signal dropping to the instructor dropping off to the instructor saying, see ya. With an hour and a half to go, right? Yeah. And by the way, I don't take kindly to that stuff. You know, when an instructor drops off like that and says, I'm not coming, you know, I got stuff to do, I'm busy, you know, with no warning, that instructor doesn't come back. No kidding. So, John, I'm at the financialstateoftheunion.com. Where shall we start? Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Did you want to say anything else about what it was like?
Well, you know, I'll just make the observation, you know, I was an Air Force officer, and those of us in the Air Force prefer to return to the ground with our plane intact and everything. I do know a number of Army people that for some reason think it's fun to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Yep. And so is that what it felt like, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane? I can't thank you enough. I really, really appreciate everything that you've done to help us here at USA Prepares and sit in my seat while I was away, absent, unavailable for radio. By the way, couple quick announcements. On Saturday, this Saturday coming up, we're having a USA Prepares reunion. Instructors are all invited. And our students are all invited, and guests are invited at Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri. That's at 6 o'clock on Saturday. That'd be Saturday the 25th, June 25th. Springfield, Missouri, Battlefield Road, Jimmy's Egg, and 6 to 9. And if you'd like to have dinner with us, that'd be wonderful. Mike Hicks is running the restaurant that night. It's closed except for us, just us. So we're taking over Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield Road in Springfield, Missouri, starting at 6 o'clock to 9, this Saturday, the 25th, June 25, Springfield, Missouri. Now, there's two Jimmy's Eggs, so I'll just tell you that the one you want to go to is on Battlefield, okay? Then Silent Night has a meetup tonight, USA Prepares meetup. He's hosting it, and the question is, who are they? Who are they? And I guess the group will be deciding who they are. That's 4:45 to 8 p.m. Meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield. And what happens is, you know, the USA Prepares team takes over the restaurant after it closes. And Jimmy's Egg is a breakfast and brunch restaurant. And they close around 2 p.m. every day. Well, or at least Monday through Friday. For us, they reopen at 4:45 for the meetup, and on Saturday they're going to open up at like 5 or 6 o'clock. But our reunion starts on Saturday at 6 o'clock. Tonight, it's Silent Night hosting a meetup, USA Prepares meetup, 4:45 to 8 p.m. And then this weekend, for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, June 25 and 26, at the RK Prepper Show, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, June 25 and 26, I'll be there. Rick Miller will be there. Matt Stein will be there. And a number of your favorite instructors are going to try to show up. Not everybody will be there, but Storm and Norman Cantwell will be there and some others. Lou Cassidy will be there, our engineer. And that's at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri, this Saturday and Sunday, at the RK Prepper Shows. And I'll have a link posted at the top of page one, USA Prepares. I'd love to see you. And there are a whole bunch of seminars. There's three stages for seminars. And Matt Stein, Rick Miller, and I will be all on the same stage. And that ought to be an absolute blast. And they'll be at the Jimmy's Egg reunion as well. So if you can, please consider coming to the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds for the RK Prepper Show this Saturday and Sunday. Okay, John, we're ready.
Well, I'm trying out the newer format where I've got links listed by hour one and hour two. It's not that the other links aren't important. I'm just trying to make sure I can get to some of the more important issues. And if if I don't run out of time, then I can get to some of the other things. And the first one for hour one, liberals are mentally ill, is actually left over from last week. And it turns out there was a scientific paper, and the authors were from Virginia Commonwealth University and Pennsylvania State University. So it's not like these were, you know, just podunk universities. So it's people that, you know, should know how to do research. And they had to do a retraction, and the paper had claimed social conservatives were associated with psychoticism. when it was, in fact, liberals, and they called the correction quite minor. In the original findings, they said that in line with our expectations, psychoticism positively related to tough-mindedness and authoritarianism is associated with social conservatism and conservative military attitudes. The strength differs among the sexes, but they had to publish the author's regret that the error in the published version of correlation, not causation, that in fact it was exactly the opposite. So liberals were actually associated more with being more uncooperative, hostile, troublesome, socially withdrawn, and manipulative. So there we have it, a university study that actually we can use to say liberals are mentally ill. Unfortunately, it's not going to change anything. Vincent?
John, you know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, but I was asked to speak about entrepreneurship at Virginia Commonwealth University many, many years ago. So I've been there, it's a for real university, and it's in Richmond, Virginia. And that was a really neat time. I spoke to the Masters in Business Administration students, and they wanted to know from a real entrepreneur what entrepreneurship is like. And just let me give you a quick highlight. There were three of us speaking, a medical doctor, me as the CEO of a computer manufacturing company, and the CFO, Chief Financial Officer of AMF, the Bowling Lanes and Farm Machinery Company. And the guy from AMF said, boy, if we could just develop a bowling ball that would wear out in 2 years, it'd be awesome that we'd have it made. I thought, are you kidding? You've got people who love to go bowling, and they come to depend on the size, the shape, the weight, how the holes are drilled in that bowling ball, and it becomes like one with them. And you want that thing to wear out in 2 years? Are you kidding? People who live for the weekends to play to bowl, and you want that ball to wear out in 2 years? Well, shortly thereafter, AMF went belly up. Went belly up. Why? Because of that stupid kind of thinking that man was telling would be great if we could just have our bowling balls wear out in 2 years, so you have to keep buying bowling ball after bowling ball after bowling ball. And that's one of the things that's wrong with America, that kind of thinking. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's list. John, just a quick sideline. You know, we have a tractor here on the farm that was built in 1989. It's an International Model 385, 40 horsepower. And the original tires lasted 23 years. The new tires, through planned obsolescence, are just about shot after 4 years. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, planned obsolescence. Designed to make us buy more and more and more. And what we've done is we've filled up our landfills with junk from China. And they have our digits. And then they're buying the United States of America. What do you think?
And then when there's no supply chain, just good luck on getting a replacement.
You're absolutely right. You know, manufacturing is leaving in droves. And you're going to be even talking about job loss today if we get time, right? Unbelievable.
Just a few thousand, you know.
Well, that's just with one company. 8,000 with one company. Yeah. Okay.
Now, this next one brings back memories. I've entitled it Intel Backdoor. And it was a little over 2.5 years ago. I sent you an email, which is something I really don't do a lot of. And, you know, have you seen this article? And it was about how Intel, the chip manufacturer, in their newest chips, the high-end ones, had built in a back door for for, you know, maintenance and support purposes, at least in theory, and that this new capability used a different processor, a different operating system, totally separate from what you know of as your CPU. You don't have access to it, but it has access to everything in the computer. And you know, that's a very, very scary thought once you have your mind wrapped around it. There's this new article came out June 18th. New Intel CPUs have NSA exploitable secret hidden backdoor. And there's, if you scroll down, first you see a slide from a presentation, and then you come to a slide deck of 50 slides, Secret of Intel Management Engine, and I'll try for the name, Igor Skolchinsky. And in the SpyTech section, I've got a link for the video of the presentation. So that video will go through the slide deck. And he does speak English. There is a very heavy accent. And if you don't have a computer background, you're probably not going to understand the entire depth of it. But it goes into what's in the management engine and what that means. This guy is a penetration tester, so he's got the background to really research this type of thing. And further down, the article talks about what's the problem of having this. And it, I guess the bottom line of how they put this is that this management engine, if it is compromised, then it'd be like a rootkit on steroids in the wrong hands. Currently, it's protected by a 2000-bit or 2048-bit, something of that nature, key. But we've known keys to be compromised before. And if those keys are compromised, or whether it's through carelessness, theft, or just a matter of one of these new quantum computers determining what the answer is, and that gets out in the real world, that means every computer that has these chips can be hacked into, and you wouldn't even know it because it doesn't affect the operation of your part of the computer, but they can see everything else that your computer does. If that's not scary, I don't know what is.
So, John, when we think about this, are you suggesting that we keep our old computers? Maybe run Windows XP as long as we can, that kind of thing, or Linux? Listen to what you think when we come back. Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. And We're talking about Intel and their new generation of processors. We mentioned this a couple of years ago. Captain John Reagan brought it up. And it looks like there's a serious backdoor to your computing technology through this Intel CPU. I don't like it. I don't like the idea that I don't like cloud computing. I'm not going to store my information in the cloud if I can help it. And I just don't like this idea as well. Captain John Reagan, what do you think we should do? Do we stick with Windows XP? Do we go to Linux? I use Linux. Distribution I use is called Zorin, Z-O-R-I-N. Looks like Windows, feels like Windows. Comes with a bundled Office package. It's all free. Comes with Office. It's a free version of Office. It does everything I need it to do. I don't use Microsoft Office unless I absolutely have to. I'm trying to get as far away from the new technology that Microsoft is offering and Intel is offering as I can. What do you think we should do?
Well, there's not a whole lot of things that we can do. This is hardware-based, so it doesn't care which operating system you run on top of it. If the Intel chip you have has the Intel management engine built into it, it doesn't matter if it's the latest Windows, an old version of Windows, a version of Linux. It doesn't care because this runs separate from that. I haven't done the research. I don't know if other companies are doing this. I would not be surprised. And then when you get into what's coming with the Internet of Things, this type of technology almost has to be baked into that as well, because consumers really don't know that much about administration of hardware. And it kind of goes back, if you remember when VCRs came out, and I guess even for the entire life of the VCR, when people plugged it in, the clock would flash 12. And a lot of people's clocks would forever flash 12 because they didn't know how to set the time on their VCR. And if smartphone technology were built like VCR technology, I think people's smartphones would probably be flashing 12 for the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't expect the consumer to be able to manage the Internet of Things devices. So that's going to have to be done from the outside. So I don't think we're getting away from that. And the more the Internet of Things takes over, the more the surveillance kicks in. Now, If you do go with a computer without that chip, one of the ones before the Intel management engine was baked into it, you don't have this threat, but there's still other threats, both hardware and software. Trying to stay with an old operating system is not a good idea. I remember in 2005, and at that point, XP had been out about 4 years. And if you took a brand new computer out of the box with XP, turned it on, plugged it into the internet, and you didn't do anything, you just left it that way, I believe at that point it was less than 20 minutes before it became compromised. And I watched over the next couple of years how that time went down to about 5 minutes. And now that XP is no longer supported, I mean, if you want to use that for having a computer to have PDFs and videos for once the poop hits the props, that's great. But I would never take an XP computer and plug it into the internet because it doesn't have the security fixes anymore, and it will be compromised in a short amount of time. And you might not even know about it for months, because this isn't those script kiddies coming in playing games. It's countries and big companies that are doing this, and they've got different goals in mind. And open source isn't necessarily the answer either. I think I've made some posts, I never got to them, how a lot of open source software has bugs too, and sometimes it's even tougher getting those patched than the commercial software. And you also get cases like one time they took code out of a library, and that broke a lot of things on the internet until they were able to get that back in. But it's kind of like, I'm in the sandbox, I'm taking my toys with me, and unfortunately, for the sandbox to work right, you need those toys. Like I say, there's no great answer, and there's still nothing you can do on a personal level, short of building a vault that screens electromagnetic impulses, so that if you did want to get on a computer not connected to the internet, it's like it doesn't matter if they want to read your screen. they've been able to do that, you know, sitting on the road with a truck with an antenna pointed at your computer. And that technology dates back to, you know, at least the 80s, if not earlier. So to expect privacy on your computer, you know, well, I would say don't expect it.
I remember reading stories about how exactly what you're talking about, people sitting in cars with a laptop or a notebook computer with a Wi-Fi antenna and a reflector that they've used to make that antenna, like aluminum foil, to make that antenna even more directional so that they could pick up a weaker signal and then hack into your system right from the convenience of the car on the street or across the road. Exactly what you're talking about.
When I was at the Pentagon, I had to go into a vault to use the computer that we did the nuclear planning system on, because that the terminals were not Tempest protected, and that meant that had they been outside that vault, you know, foreign power could tune into that screen and see exactly what's on the screen. So, like I say, that's old technology, and so far as I know, it hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah. Okay, what's next? What's next, John?
If that's not bad enough, we got faster chips on the way. MIT has a graphene breakthrough that can make chips 1 million times faster. And it's a new way of converting electricity into light and then using that light for processing versus the electrons with the electricity, which are slower. And if you can think of everything they're doing to us with today's processors, imagine processors that are a million times faster.
Yeah, that's a big concern. And if it's a million times faster, it's probably smaller as well, probably uses less power, and they can put more of them in the same buildings that they house the old ones in.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to a guy who lives in Salt Lake, right near Salt Lake City, and we were driving by the NSA data mining repository. And I thought it was an absolute outrage that that thing was there, that monstrosity. And the guy that was in the vehicle next to me said, oh, no, it's good. We like having it here because, you know, at least it's in our backyard. Well, I have a problem with it. I have a problem with it on the surface. And I wouldn't want it in my backyard, and I wouldn't want it anywhere else either. Okay. What's next? Faster chips. Oh, man.
The new office manager, training a robot office manager, Betty, starts a 2-month trial as artificial intelligence enters the workplace. This out of the Mirror in the UK, and you know, basically we'll be going around keeping track of everything. So, you know, those pesky humans that might get lazy, they can you know, whip them into line and make sure they keep their workspace neat and all that other stuff that you know, it used to be done by overly aggressive managers. So, yeah, that there's you know, it's like I say, just get ready. You're going to see more and more robots and artificial intelligence in the workforce. In fact, I saw
a robot in the workforce in the Washington District of Criminals back in the 1970s. And here's what they did. In I believe it was in the Hubert H. Humphreys building. Going down the hall, what they did was they put these tracks, embedded tracks in the hallway. And you, they weren't raised like a railroad track. They were tracks that you could see. They kind of looked like just metallic lines, parallel lines. And they had these mail delivery carts. And they had this little, like a police light on top to let you know that this thing was coming by. And it delivered the mail. And this is in the 1970s. So in Washington, District of Criminals, they had this type of thing very early on. And this is just putting it on steroids, right?
Yeah. And I had that at the Pentagon myself. You could only use it for unclassified material. It would come and stop outside your door and make a sound to let you know that it's there.
Yeah, you just go to that cart and pick up your bundle of mail, which was next to other people's bundles of mail. So literally, you could probably pick up somebody else's mail and they might not even know about it. Except that the robot would show up and beep and announce itself, and let you know that there's something for you and that something might be missing. But yeah, that's what our government is always interested in, automation and eliminating jobs and sending them elsewhere. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. We're at the news tab.
There's actually some spy tech we can use.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a FLIR smartphone, forward-looking infrared. The FLIR One Review, thermal imaging on your smartphone. They list the prices for the Apple iPhone version, it's in the neighborhood of $250. I would imagine that the Android version is similar. And it goes and talks about it. So if you want to have infrared capability, you can get this device for your smartphone. And it has some usefulness even in today's times. You can go out be at night and take pictures around your house, and you can find energy leaks, and you can fix things like that. And then in times, even now or when the poop hits the props, you could use it to see people trying to sneak onto your property. So... just want to let everybody know.
I'm sure the cops can find a use for it too, huh?
They probably already have something much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a link to this article. It's called FLIR on One Review, and it's available at the FinancialStateOfTheUnion.com news tab, and it's called, the link is called, Have a FLIR FLIR Smartphone. Okay. Gosh.
And then what we already know, gun control is more fatal than guns. And this goes to link to Dave Hodges' The Common Sense Show article, When They Come for Your Guns, They Will Soon Come for You. And he's got a nice chart in there. Showing democide in the 20th century. The bulk of it comes from China, Russia, Germany, and China again. That total over 200 million deaths in the 20th century. And all total, it's over 260 million deaths. And in order to achieve this kind of level, first, you have to get rid of the guns so the people can't protect themselves. And they're working very hard to do that here.
I'm looking at these numbers in this chart, and it looks like the Asians are, you know, on top of the pile in terms of mega murder, aren't they? We've got China, People's Republic of China, Japan, the Mao Soviets, Cambodia, North Korea, and the China warlords. Man, it's amazing how many people have been killed. And I don't see us listed. But we go into other countries and kill them. That's what we do.
Now, this is the communist and socialist paradises.
Mm-hmm.
We do things just a little bit different. And, of course, now we'll send in the drones.
Right, and now we have drones that, I was reading a story about how we're looking to use drones to measure radiation, you know, should we be attacked. I have a feeling we're using drones to measure the radiation that's circling the globe right now. And we can also use them later on, should we be attacked. But that's the interesting thing is, can they fly through radiation, significant radiation? Because we can't make robots to fix Japan, nor Chernobyl. Wow. What are we going to talk about when we come back, John?
Well, we almost finished hour one, so we'll go ahead and finish off hour one, dropping math for diversity.
What a great idea. We don't need math. Who uses math? That's what smartphones are for, right? We don't use math. We don't need to estimate. We don't need to know about distance, weight, calculate the best value in insurance premiums. Negative interest rates. We don't need to know math. Wow, this is an outrage. Coming up, hour number two. Let's trade diversity for math. Whose idea is that? We'll tell you about it when we come back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.